Hello, what's up?
Hi, Pete.
Hey,
guys.
Well, what are your impressions of what you saw from the 49ers in week one?
Well, they couldn't have been much more explosive in the throwing game. It was a fantastic day for the quarterback. Great breakout game for Anquan, in the new uniform. And Vernon Davis was no surprise. He did great. And they showed a real trust in the quarterback, and he came through in a big way. And I think the impressive thing was how they answered the Packers. When the Packers came back and got a shot to get going in that game, they responded just the way you'd want them to, and they had a great football game.
Obviously, Anquan Boldin is no secret, but obviously, it doesn't seem like he's lost a step. I guess you just talk about his game and your appreciation for it.
Well, he had an incredible football game, it's nothing that he can't do. He's always been a great catcher and a big play guy and a guy that can catch it with guys draped all over him, and he just did everything because they gave him the chances. I think they targeted him 13 or 16 times or something in the game, whatever it was. And that's a huge emphasis, for any team to do that with a receiver, but he warrants that and is a great football player.
Did you see a lot of improvement from Kaepernick? I know it was just one game, but from a season ago?
I don't know. I thought he looked great during the stretch in the postseason last year and was really on it and was able to make all the throws that they needed and a lot of challenging downfield throws. So I think it's just an extension of that. But you can see the belief in him, from the coaching staff, that they really trusted him and really went for it.
Jim Harbaugh has talked a lot about how biased and unfair the read option rules are, the new ones. Your team runs a read option. Do you take issue with the new rules at all?
No, not at all.
Why not?
Because I don't see any issue with it. I think that the quarterbacks are, when they're runners, they're able to get hit, and when they're not, they're not. So I think that's the only way they could have stated the rules, and I thought they're pretty clear about it.
Pete, does this week have a different vibe for you and your team just because it's the Niners?
It's a huge opportunity, but every game is for us. We try to treat every one of them like it's the biggest game in the world, and we've done it that way for a long time. We try to get really disciplined about that so that we don't waver our performance with who we're playing, so it happens to be the home opener for us, which is an enormous opportunity to get this home season cooking. We maxed it out last year, and we can't do that unless we can get this first game at home, and so that's what we're going forward in the biggest way possible, and it'll be exactly the same thing for us next week.
They've had they had last year and then in week one some issues, with the play clock running down. Obviously, your crowd, could exacerbate that problem. I assume you wouldn't be too upset if that happened.
Well, I'm sure they're working to take care of whatever their issues are, but our crowd does make it hard on the opponent, and it's not just the fact that it's loud, it's so constant, and that it just doesn't go away. I know they're out to set a world record or something for the most noise ever in an open stadium or something like that, so that might contribute to it a little bit, but they have a great spirit about them, and they just do not back down, and so it's going to, it's as difficult as it gets in a loud stadium, and how that affects those guys, I don't know. They'll take care of it in their ways.
What was your impression of the rookie safety, Eric Reed?
Well, he did really well in the opener and had a good preseason. He's an extraordinarily talented guy. I don't think there's any surprise that he's playing well. He was highly regarded by everybody in the draft. I would think everybody loved the guy, and he's got all the right tools. And it was cool for him to have some opportunities to make some big plays so he can just kind of, debut well, and he certainly did.
They were able to take advantage. Green Bay had a few inexperienced safeties back there. You obviously have two pretty elite safeties. Just in general, when you have a tandem like that, how can that help your defense? I guess beyond the obvious ways, but as far as communication or other ways.
Well, we have the advantage of these guys playing together for a few years, and. they know each other really well. They know our system as well as you can, and they're both, you know, blossoming players, you know, and they're learning as they go and growing, you know, throughout these experiences. You know, they see things better than they used to. They communicate more, so they anticipate things before they happen, and they help one another in the corners. This is a very tight group that plays in the back end for us, and they really work together well, and I think that's, you know, a tribute to Cam and you know, to Earl, you know, just growing up together and realizing how important it is to be so connected. And so hopefully we gain all the advantages of a huge hitter in Cam and then a guy with great range and Earl, and they help everybody play better around him.
Pete, would you expect to have Cliff Averill back?
Yeah, we do. You know, he's got to make it through the week and all that. He practiced last week, and we just wanted to hold him out one more time. We'll manage this week so that he'll be ready to go, and hopefully he will be. We'll see.
Can you talk about just the task that your front faces, your defensive front faces against the 49ers' physical offensive line? What do you see from the 49ers' offense?
Well, they have a real style to them, a unique style, and you know how they run it. And they have a variety of ways that they go after you. They're really well coached. Mike does a great job with those guys up front, and you know, we expect them to. They don't make many mistakes. They're tough and aggressive, and so we just have to play really good technique. We have to be ready to adapt as the game goes on to see what they want to do new. They always have new stuff, and so that means we got to play really good base technique. We got to give them some problems, and we got to hope that we win the battles on the new stuff that we weren't able to prepare for, you know, as they throw it at us, and so we'll see what happens.
Games between these teams seem to be really physical. Do you see that? These games being more physical than others, and anything you can attribute that to?
Well, no, we're trying to play as tough as we can play every time we go out. I think they kind of think the same way. So you're going to get a matchup of a pretty good approach from both sides in that regard. You know, when we play here, I mean, this place, if you weren't ready to go, you're going to get ready to go, and they're going to get our best shot, you know, regardless. And so, and I know they'll be gunned up and ready to go too. So, I think it's part of the division that we're in. It's part of the style. It's really just the makeup of you know, the programs. We're very similar in the way we'd like to go after it in defense and running game and special teams. And so you see it, you know, two kind of like philosophies go at it.
Is that saying that you and Jim have some similarities?
What do you think? You guys can figure that one out. I think that's a good question for you guys to answer, not me.
Pete, you obviously now have a very dynamic quarterback, but I guess much of your offensive identity is, as you talked about with Marshawn and a physical line up front. Did you, I don't know, looking back, get away from your identity at all in week one, or is it just going to be week to week how you play?
Well, I don't think we played as well as we can, and I also thought Carolina played really well, and so I think you put that together, and we never really got off the ground, you know, the way we'd like to. We ran the ball pretty well in the fourth quarter when we needed to, and got going, but we'll see what happens. You know, we have a lot of faith in what we're doing and the style and all of that. It didn't work out week one, so we had to throw the ball a little bit more, and fortunately Russell was on the money, and you know, hit 75% of his passes when we needed him to, and it helped us out. So, but we're going to continue to work out it. We count on running the football week in and week out.
Obviously, you have experience going against Jim Harbaugh. What are some qualities of a Jim Harbaugh football team that you've been able to experience throughout the years?
Well, they're very committed to the running game. They're a very smart team. They play with a good attitude and their toughness. Across the board, they have a great coaching staff. You know, Brad Seeley's a fantastic coach, and Greg does a great job on the, you know, I mean, all those guys, the whole group of Vicks, they're all just a fantastic group of guys, and they get their players to play like they're capable, and I think that's attributed to Jim's leadership and what he does, and that's kind of what I've learned to count on, that you know, you're going to get a terrific football team when you play them, and you better be ready.
Just wondering whether you guys took a look at B.J. Daniels in the draft, and what you, if you did, what you thought of him, whether you saw similarities to your starting quarterback there.
Matter of fact, we did, and we thought he was a very good football player and somewhat underrated and maybe under the radar a little bit, but obviously not there because they figured it out and drafted him. So we thought he was a nice player and an interesting guy to get on the team, and thought a lot of him. we feel like we know him, you know, so if he has the chance to play, at least we have some background in him. We studied him very carefully and all that, so but we think a lot of his ability.
You got two former Stanford guys in Sherman and Baldwin, but one was a fifth rounder, another guy who was undrafted. Do they have, they've been described as having, you know, kind of a chip on the shoulder entering the league in a good way just because of the way they, you know, came into the NFL. Do you see that they've kind of want to prove something?
Well, you know, we also have a couple Cal guys, too, you know. you didn't mention me being Lynch, you know, but anyway, the Bay Area is represented somewhat here evenly. But those guys have an attitude about them. They're extremely competitive, and both guys bring a real nature, you know, to their play that we love. And so those guys on our team, they fit perfectly with the way we go about stuff and the way we do things. They're great performers in games, and they also, you know, they carry the message in the way they prepare and practice and work and just who they are. So as far as all that, you know, whatever else goes on, for us, they're really integral parts of our football team. And, you know, we were fortunate to get them when we did, and they've come through in a big way, and you know, they've really started to develop, you know, substantial careers in the league, and we're really proud of those guys.
All right, I think that's all we've got. Thank you.
Great. Okay, guys, see ya. Thanks.
Thanks, Pete.
Thanks.
All right.